Hi, Mantic 59 here at the Maggards Meetup in Michigan with
Claude Pilon from Henri et Victoria.
I can't pronounce it with my Texan accent, I'm sorry. For those who aren't familiar with your company and you, can you give me just a brief overview of who you are and why you're here at Maggards?
So I'm a soap maker, so I make shaving soap, aftershave balm, aftershave splash, and I'm also made some shaving brushes. I'm here because I started to be distributed by Maggard, I think it was about a month or two ago, and I wanted to come to see the people here and meet with all sorts of interesting fellows. And the reason I'm here is really to get my name out and to meet people.
And from your accent, you're not from around here. where are you coming in from?
I'm coming in from Gatineau City in Quebec, Canada. So that's right next to the capital, Ottawa, in Canada.
And what inspired you or motivated you to start your soap company?
So before getting a real job, I did the study in biochemistry before, so I wanted to do science again. And to me, to be able to do science again was something I always wanted to do, but it's not efficient to be able to just buy all these equipment and all these products to create something, so unless you sell it. So that's why I started making soap and a cosmetic for my family. And then I started to say, well, I should make soap for myself. And then I started to make shaving soap. And then I did the Kickstarter project, and that just kicked off the soap and soft good business and trying to create all sorts of new fragrances and products.
Tell me a little about the process of a Kickstarter. How does that work?
For a Kickstarter, the first thing is you need to get an idea. You make a video. You then have to set a time frame of how long you're actually gonna do it. You need to put an amount, monetary amount to actually have a successful campaign, and then you actually try to get as much publicity as you can during that month to try to create some traffic and to see if there's any interest in your product. And if there's enough, then you get the fund, and then you actually have to deliver the reward.
And how long ago was that?
That was in November 2014.
So it took you about 2 years or so to take it to kind of the idea onto where you are now, actually producing products.
Absolutely. About 2 years. I mean, it could have been longer or shorter. I mean, I've met people along the way which actually made this much shorter than it could have been. Mostly was Seth Armin from Men Essential, which actually learned about my product, wanted to get my product in his store, and that actually led to approaching another store, because I didn't think I was at the point of going to store, and that just ballooned. Then I was saturated by myself with 3 stores, my online stores, and all the production and delivery and marketing. So then I actually got a partner in, and from that I've now distributed into 11 different store, from Pasteur, Pharmacy, Maggards. I'm doing a special scent for Peter Sharkalis for his shaving shop online. I have a store in Kingston, it's called Under. There's Men Essential in Toronto. There's Rituel in Quebec. There's Troctigo in Ottawa. So there's a lot of different store which are actually starting to approach more. And I'm working also with Classic Edge, and I think there's another one in Canada, I think Canadian Blade Co. And I'm trying to expand the number of person and the brand awareness.
Under those conditions, can you give me an idea of your development or manufacturing process? How do you go about creating these soaps?
So the soap are made in a small batch of about 20-25 soap. They're hot processed soaps, so they actually are cooked. So there should not be any lye left, or should not be any base after you do that. I made some standard procedures, so the temperature is set at a certain temperature, so we have some consistency in to ensure that every product should be very similar. So with that, we can actually get a lot of consistent soap and no problems in terms of either waiting too long at one step and then getting a product actually not going to be optimal in terms of the feel or look at it, because, or even performance, because there's more, I do more than one step in terms of saponification. So it's transforming the oils into soap. And from that one, there's a first process, and then I add a second product later on to be reacted. So I have to ensure that the first step is at the right moment. So when the second step starts, it's not gonna be all the first component, because you have a super fat in there. So actually you have to ensure that's gonna be properly balanced between which components. Anyway, it's a lot of chemistry.
Yeah. So that's the mechanics of it.
The mechanics.
Where do you find your creativity for some of the, like the scents or the way you go about creating a soap?
The creativity, I mean, for the soap, it was really doing a lot of research, doing some tests, till I found something that I really liked. And if I liked it that much, I'm like, probably other people would like. So that was the creation of the recipe. For the scent, a lot of it is thinking, talking to people, what they would like, to see what has some interest, and then trying to see if I can actually find a version that I would like to wear, and I actually would feel like it is a good scent. And from that, I try to do a number of samples and tests from there, send some sample out to see if people like it, get comment, feedback, and then start just cycling to ensure that when I actually have a soap that's out, actually at least a process into it that's not gonna be, I hope, it's gonna at least be a good scent and actually have good properties and not something's gonna be either too light, too strong, or too unbalanced.
What's your most popular product?
My most popular product is Cognac and Cuban Cigar Shaving Soap and Balm and Splash. It is a tobacco type scent, and it is the most popular by far. It's followed by La Poire Française, which is a pear with some spice and a little bit of wood in it. And then there's Bergamot Vetiver, which is mostly bergamot and vetiver with other essential oil to try to have a more round profile on it.
Mm-hmm. So, do you have a favorite?
I think it would be bergamot and vetiver my favorite. It's a herbal scent, and I think it smells fresh and somewhat clean, and actually it's pleasing to me. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that all these products are going into a number of different stores. What are your plans for other parts of distribution? Are you planning to go, say, Amazon or Maggard's or online, or do you want to try and stick with brick and mortar?
Well, I have my online store. I'm also working with any online store which want to approach me. I'm almost done what I wanted in Canada, to have at least one shop in most of the cities. So soon when I reach that, I'm trying to go more into the United States. Mm. I'm working also with Con in Australia, because he wants my products. I'm working on that to see if he's interested or not. And then it's actually going to see if there's other store in the US which are interested. Europe is gonna be a target down the line, but I'm looking into health regulation, and it's much more complex to get approval for each of the products and all the process surrounding that. So it's getting to understand exactly what's required and how to approach it. So,
yeah. So what's next?
Actually, I mean, there's always something to improve. So I know I'm working on some set to develop something better, and always trying to get what is the new thing I can actually create. But I'm also working on making a body wash and a small perfume of the scent, or some of the scent, and try to actually create more of a line where you actually can get the same smell when you're washing, shaving, and actually have the aftershave. And if you want a perfume or refresh the scent on you later, you can actually use it. So try to actually not have 20 different scents if you actually have an aftershave and that's not the same as your deodorant and soap and all these other things. So it's trying to create more of a line that actually you have the same scent for all of it.
Great. Well, thanks for sitting down with me, and good luck with the meetup here. I hope you've been able to get some business and make some connections, and we'll hear more from you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you.